For many, the 4th of July holiday conjures familiar images of cookouts, parades, and fireworks. But for some, the 4th of July is Derby Day. For WHYY, Ron Zawatsky reports on the annual Conshohocken Soapbox Derby.
When I did this, it was many years ago, and the car was wood.
Jim Pfeiffer and his son Gage are getting their car ready to compete in the 66th annual Conshohocken Soapbox Derby.
I tried it one time. I crashed. I broke my collarbone, and now he wants to try and do it and not break his collarbone.
Pfeiffer's son joins around 40 other racers ages 7 to 18 who hope to win a spot in the Soapbox Derby World Championship in Akron, Ohio.
Well, as long as it's not an inch and a half.
Mark Marine is the man in charge. He first got involved with the Derby in the 1980s. This is his 17th year as the regional director of the Conshohocken race. He makes sure the kids stay safe and have a good time.
We check over the cars, make sure they're built properly and safely.
A lot of things have changed since the Conshohocken Derby started. Now, instead of building your car from a set of blueprints and whatever parts you could get your hands on, most entrants purchase a kit with a fiberglass body and easy-to-follow instructions. After the parts are put together, racers paint their cars to stand out from the competition. The finished product looks something like an Olympic bobsled with wheels.
It's just like kind of a stretched out oval like piece of wood, and then there's like a shell over top, and in the middle there's just a hole where you slide into, and you have to like really, really get down into it.
On race day, cheering crowds lined Fayette Street, as caught in a video posted to Facebook.
Vinny Quintiliano, second place today. Congratulations. Aaron Donovan, you're going to Akron, Ohio.
13-year-old Emma Manley is a veteran racer. She says you can hit 20 or 30 miles per hour.
When you're going down the hill and you're at the bottom, you feel like you're going pretty fast.
This will be the first race for 9-year-old Samantha Maxwell. She is excited to join her older sisters.
Well, when my sisters were doing it last year, I went down and I was scared, but now I'm not.
Her mother, Laura Maxwell, is happy her youngest daughter can finally join in on the fun.
It keeps with tradition. This is something that Conshohocken's been doing for a very long time, and it's unique to this area.
Her 10-year-old daughter, Julia, has competed twice before. She says for her, the Soapbox Derby is about a lot more than winning and losing.
It's about just having fun, and I like having fun and racing my car because, like, it gives me my self-confidence because I like driving my car, and it makes me feel really good about myself.
For WHYY, I'm Rob Zawatsky.